This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to the all-new Rated R Safety Show. Oh, yes, today's Wednesday, November the 27th of 2019, day 331 of the year. Only 34 days left before we set to see the 2020. And only one day before the holiday of Thanksgiving. Well, 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 well. I really hope that it's a great holiday for you. And hopefully you have some great planned adventures that hopefully have already started with this great thing during this holiday season. Now, I was thinking, of course, if you don't want to get too bored, you can always listen to the Rated R Safety Show. We do have all of our episodes available at RatedRSafetyShow.com. And of course, they're always there for your listening pleasure because we want you to take the opportunity to enjoy our show. Oh, didn't lose it really there.
Duh.
Just talking. Anyways, hopefully you have a great holiday and we'll see what happens. Some fantastic times. So anyways, just like normal, you know how this goes, getting to take a look at a lot of things going on in the news. So let me not waste your time and get you started with the news.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Well, taking it from the top, a new poll from NerdWallet indicates that 48 million, yes, 48 million Americans are carrying debt that incurred last holiday season. What analyst tells USA Today, it's not just because meal shopping and gift buying is costly, but because marketers have developed strong messages and buying stuff will help someone feel more cheery for the season. Well, shit, I don't think I need to feel cheery. I think you need to go out there and make sure that you have a nice little tight budget.
Duh.
Could you imagine that? You're still carrying credit card debt from last year during the same time frame? Sounds like a crazy cycle. What are you doing? Are you planning on doing anything good for the holiday season? And what exactly do I mean here? How about you save 100% and you just don't buy anything on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or during the holiday season? Hey, I'm not trying to be the Grinch here. I'm just giving an opinion. Do whatever you want. It's your money. But no need to get into debt for it. Anyways, let's continue. Crocodile attacks are up 20-fold over the last 20 years on the improvised island of East Timor, and no one knows exactly why. Citizens spend lots of time traveling and working on the water. In 1996, there was one attack per year. In 2014, there was about one a month. Researchers believe that the increase in attacks is attributed to the growing population. More crocodiles and more people. So guess what? More attacks. Well, shit. I don't want to go there. I already live in Florida as it is. I don't need to be attacked by a crocodile. Anywho, let's continue. Someone in Florida posted on Craigslist, go figure, an ad selling a product for $500. And authorities are investigating. The product? A newborn baby. The baby is 2 weeks old, doesn't make noise at night, and clothes and baby formulas will be thrown in for free. That's according to the ad. can give you the baby 4 years old sister for free. The ad reads, cops aren't sure if it's an ad that was for real or a nasty hoax, but they're looking into it. I tell you, some of the craziest stories sometimes that I get to share with you here on the Rated R Safety Show come from Florida. I don't know why it works out that way. It just does. And I know there's been some other things. Let me not get off too much on a rant here. Where people complain that I talk about the news. Well, shit. There's a lot of issues with safety in the news that have to be shared, people. Also, we have to talk about the different things that are occurring. And a lot of normal news stories have safety issues related in them. Anyways, let's continue. A viral video of a truck pulling a horse behind that has triggered outrage nationwide. The Grand County, Colorado Sheriff's Department has since seized the horse and is conducting an animal abuse investigation. The horse's owner talked to the local TV station but didn't reveal their identity, calling the decision to drag a horse behind their truck one bad decision that has ruined their lives and cost their jobs. Life advice, don't drag a horse behind your truck. Film it and put it on social media.
Duh.
Bad look. I mean, you have to be kind of smart here. I know where people want to do all this shit on social media because they want to be the next superstar. But come on, man. Use some common sense. And I know some people will tell me, well, common sense isn't that common. But come on. You have to look at it and go, shit, dude, that's just crazy. I mean, we're dragging horses. There's been some stuff in the news where people being dragged behind vehicles. I don't know what the hell is going on. Did you hear about this? Drug dog Pecky is about to retire after a long career of finding drugs and nabbing dealers. The canine agent will retire at the end of November after 10 years of service to the Border Patrol, a career in which she sniffed out 2.5 tons, oh yes, tons of various drugs, which had a total street value of $2.7 million. Pecky, a German shepherd, looks forward to a retirement full of sandy beaches, the Border Patrol said in a statement. Well, shit, I want to know how the Border Patrol determined that the dog wanted to go to sandy beaches. That's the shit that bothers me. And I would be bothered too if somebody was reading this news story to me or sharing the information. A robot police dog rolled out Massachusetts cops as civil liberties hawks worried about Massachusetts State Police, the first law enforcement agency in the country to use Boston Dynamics RoboDog, and they call it Spot. Some have called the four-legged mechanism killing machines and terrifying. Well, I guess if somebody hacks into it, it could get kind of fucking terrifying right away, especially if it comes right after you. Anyways, just an opinion. Consumer confidence has fallen the fourth straight month. The index dipped for the fourth straight month in November. Economists consider the consumer confidence index a key indicator of overall economic performance.
Duh.
So how do you look at it? Is this a key indicator for you? Do you deem this very important? How do you look at it? I would love to hear. You can go ahead and give us a little ring-a-ding-ding here where we can share some information together. This guy really loves undercooked pork. Docs were stunned to find some 700 tapeworms, oh yes, in the chest and head of a 43-year-old man who believed to have ingested an untold numbers of tapeworm eggs that grew into hundreds of nasty infestations. Shit, talk about undercooked pork, 700 tapeworms. Oh my lordy, lordy, lordy. That just sounds nasty.
Duh.
I don't know. We don't normally talk a lot about food stuff, especially with food safety. I really think that we probably should.
Duh.
That kind of freaks me out, man. What do you think? How are you looking at this stuff? Let's continue. A robber in Rochester, New York, picked the wrong house to burglarize last Thursday. It belonged to an 82-year-old bodybuilder grandma named Willie Murphy. Yeah, you heard me. Grandma. who said she was getting ready to bed when a man pounded on her door. He then rammed open the door, unaware that the woman was an award-winning bodybuilder who quickly subdued the intruder. Talk about shit going wrong.
Duh.
You know, I don't know. I take a look at it and I go, so many things here. I know people get broken into all the time and all that kind of fun stuff. But this is one of those rare things where it got reversed. Interesting, huh? Now, on a serious note, suicides and drug overdoses are driving the U.S. life expectancy down. New research has found that decades of increasing longevity are being reversed by an epidemic of sadness, drug addiction, and alcoholism. The study's findings are a call to action. This is what the study's authors has concluded. Now, I have to tell you, I like to sit around, joke around, have some fun, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart. We talk about suicide all the time and mental health issues, and I really think that it needs to be a focus of our little industry of ours of safety. It's one of those things that we don't talk about often enough, but it needs to be brought up because it has permanent and serious consequences. All joking aside, make sure that you are paying attention to those close to you if you're seeing any kind of signs. And if you need help, don't hesitate to ask for it. There's all kinds of great resources available online. And I'll share some here today. Anyways, let's continue down. A stray dog was found on the side of an icy road nursing a litter of kittens. Oh, yes, I did say dog, that had been apparently abandoned. Pet and Wildlife Rescue said that the animal control officers picked up the family of six after a good citizen spotted them mid-November and called the shelter in Ontario. The two-year-old dog named Serenity and the kittens are up for adoption. Aw, doesn't that feel like a good feel-good story right before we go into the holiday? Anyways, thought I would share that one with you. I know we get a little crazy here on the Rated R Safety Show, but I think that's needed from time to time. And yeah, I want to throw in a little lovey-dovey story right there towards the end. Anyway, let's talk about the days of the years that you can celebrate today. Of course, right before the big Thanksgiving celebration. So let's start off. Blackout Wednesday. National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. Why would you celebrate a pie day right before Thanksgiving here in the U.S.? I don't get it. Anyways, let's continue. National Craft Jerky Day. National Electric Guitar Day. Oh, yes, to the gods of the guitar. Pie in the Face Day. National Jukebox Day. National Family Caregiver Day. National Pins and Needles Day. I thought that was during the whole holiday. What do you love about America Day? Taiwan On Day. I don't know what the hell that means. Turtle Adoption Day. I don't know. I don't know about some of those, but hey, whatever. Do whatever you want. Celebrate what you want. Anyways, you know how this goes. We have these conversations from time to time. So I'm pretty sure that over the next couple of days, you will be busy doing different things with family. I hope you have some great times during that. You know that you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, bye. Enjoy your Thanksgiving long holiday. See ya.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.